love soap, so much we scrub for fun. We are Wash Your Hands in Ton. Yes, we are Wash Your Hands in Ton.
This one, Natori for we all.
Plenty people believe say the coronavirus wey e dey for outside don finish, but that one no be true. The sick still dey around as we dey hear tori about new cases them every day inside we communities.
Na reason why we must continue for respect that preventive measures wey the World Health Organization and government don put them in place for help we fight corona, like for wash or sanitize we hands them all the time.
For wash hand with soap and running water, now one of the most powerful way for fight against the COVID-19 pandemic.
Make we look up, sabi say, when person where he get coronavirus cough, make it or talk for we corner, where he no wear protection, that droplets where he carry the sick, they come out for him mop, land on top thing them way, it there for we corner.
Like table, chair, we fund them, money, door for motor or house, for inside elevator, for on top counter and machine them way we dey use to move money for bank, time where we dey do bank transaction and other places them.
Researchers them for the medical profession don't knack tori say this virus fit stay for up to 9 days when it land on top these places where we don't name them. And we fit contaminate ourselves when we touch we nose, eyes and mop, when we no wash the hands or use hand sanitizer after we don't touch these places them.
For protect ourselves and our loved ones, make we continue for wash we hands with soap and running water. And we must make sure for scrub your hand them well for at least 20 seconds when we wash them. In case you find yourself a place where water and soap no day, make sure say you use original hand sanitizer where medical expert don't prescribe them.
Make we look out. The coronavirus pandemic never yet finish. We the beg una, make we all stay safe.
We love soap so much we scrub for fun. We are Wash Your Hands in Ton. Yes, we are Wash Your Hands in Ton.
Hello, good and lovely people. It is a delight to be with you again for yet another edition of the program Surviving COVID-19, a program that is designed to instruct us on how we can survive this period of the coronavirus pandemic. I am your anchor man, Dingana Raymond. When the coronavirus pandemic made its entrance into the country, one of the barrier actions that were put in place as a barricade to the virus was the call for the population to wash their hands with soap and clean running water, and to use hand sanitizers, especially when water is not available. Many now carry containers of hand sanitizers in their bags when going out, something that has been saluted by many, especially those in the health domain. Unfortunately, the tradition of using hand sanitizer to sanitize the hand is gradually fading out. Many no more use the gel for fear that it may affect their fingers and fingerprints and also their hands. Others say the virus has been defeated in Cameroon and the list is long. Many have also raised the fear having their children use hand sanitizer because of long and short-term aftermath because of their tender bodies. For the people to continue respecting the barrier measures, their fears and worries have to be addressed, reason why we solicited the help of professionals in the health sector. We are going to be talking to the health expert when we come back from talking to the people in the street. This is your number one health education program, Surviving COVID-19, on your darling radio station with your anchor man, Dingana Raymond.
We love soap so much we scrub for fun. We all wash your hands in Ton. Yes, we are Wash Your Hands in Ton.
This one, Natori for we all.
Plenty people believe say the coronavirus wey e dey for outside don finish, but that one no be true. The sick still dey around as we dey hear tori about new cases them every day inside we communities.
Na reason why we must continue for respect that preventive measures where the World Health Organization and government don't put them in place for help we fight corona, like for wash or sanitize we hands them all the time.
For wash hand with soap and running water, now one of the most powerful way for fight against the COVID-19 pandemic.
Make we look up, sabi say, when person where he get coronavirus cough, make it or talk for we corner, where he no wear protection, that droplets where he carry the sick, they come out for him mop, land on top thing them way, it day for we corner.
Like table, chair, we fund them, money, door for motor or house, for inside elevator, for on top counter and machine them way with the use to move money for bank, time way with the do bank transaction and other places them.
Researchers them for the medical profession don't knack to say this virus fit stay for up to 9 days when it land on top this places way we don't name them. And we feel contaminate ourselves when we touch we nose, eyes and mop, when we no wash the hands or use hand sanitizer after we don't touch this places them.
For protect ourselves and our loved ones, make we continue for wash we hands with soap and running water. And we must make sure for scrub your hand them well for at least 20 seconds when we de wash them. In case you find yourself a place where water and soap no day, make sure say you use original hand sanitizer where medical expert don't prescribe them.
Make we look out, the coronavirus pandemic never yet finish. With the beg una, make we all stay safe.
We love soap so much we scrub for fun. We are wash your hands in ton. Yes, we are wash your hands in ton.
Welcome back from that break, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks for taking the rendezvous with us. You are all welcome to joining us on board the program Surviving COVID-19, a program that is aimed at educating us on how to survive this COVID-19 age. Before we take you to listen to our health expert, let us hear from users of hand sanitizers and why they use it and their fears, if at all they exist or not.
On a normal basis, I would wash my hands with sanitizers. So it's just normal. I don't think I have any, there will be any bad effect on my health in the long run.
I ensure that I have it all the time in case of necessity, and then I ensure that I use it to definitely keep my hands clean, not because maybe of the virus, but I also use it to also keep my hands clean when the need arises.
Yes, talking about hand sanitizer, it is very, very necessary for us to use hand sanitizer. People have it in mind that we use hand sanitizer nowadays because of the COVID-19. It's not of the COVID-19, Mr. Journalist. You will bear with me that there are people who will not use these hand sanitizers. I cannot move anywhere without this hand sanitizer. You know, my hand sanitizer is just like my hoe. You know, a farmer cannot go to the farm without a hoe. And that is one thing. So I'm just saying that it is very, very necessary. I love using hand sanitizer because, first of all, it helped me to maintain hygiene. That is one thing. You know, you might wash your hands and think that your hands are clean. But in those same hands, let me tell you, you might be a carrier of bacteria without you knowing. And remember, bacteria are things that we cannot see them with the naked eyes.
Well, personally, I'm somebody who I always sit at times and I feel that my hands are dirty, especially when I touch something. Before the COVID-19 even came up, I just feel like my hands are dirty. So I use the hand sanitizer to clean my hands. That's what I think. I think that it goes a long way to kill the anything that you have on your hands. Well, I think that it's just water and some alcohol. And immediately you put it on your hands, it evaporates and your hands stay clean.
I don't think hand sanitizer have a problem because before the corona outbreak, I used to use it. So it's something like normal, just that when the corona started, I had to intensify the way I used it and the time that I used it. So I don't see it as a problem because I've been using it before. I've never seen any effect. Maybe it depends on what brand you're using.
Oh, yeah. I do feel comfortable, especially when I'm using a hand gel, which is alcoholic made. I'm very comfortable because irrespective of the pandemic, I'm also secure with. Actually, I've never had an experience on that, but I've heard about people complaining of the corrosiveness of the hand sanitizer which they're using. So As for me, I've never had an experience on that. Apparently, yes, I do have that fear, but I'm very conscious.
I do use the hand sanitizer, but not so often. What I always do is avoid really shaking hands with people. But to use the hand sanitizer, I do use it not so often. But of course, sometimes when I use it too, some of the hand gels which we get from certain places before we get access into certain places we are compelled to use, I always have issues with it because some of them are actually so sticky. And then, of course, you can't equally trust it so much. And equally, as a man, you can't have time to move around with the lotion in your palms to make sure that after washing your hands, maybe with soap or whatever, you have to then apply lotion again. If not, in the dry season like this, it becomes so dry. And of course, the palms, your hands become so white, especially at the early hours of the morning or just a few hours after midday.
We value your input on the program, ladies and gentlemen. One excellent thing is that the population is aware that COVID-19 is actual, and from every signal, they also know the barrier measures and know them well, making sure they are all put into practice despite the fears that come with the measures. We will not be doing the population any good if we don't knock at the doors of those we think can be of help as far as looking at the worries of the population is concerned. This explains why we went to meet Professor Egbe Philip Egbunu of Royal Victoria Clinic in Queen Bamenda and Dr. Nubia Samuel Babila working with the Bingo Baptist Hospital in Queen to help us understand what is at stake.
We love soap so much we scrub for fun. We are wash your hands in town. Yes, we are wash your hands in town.
This one, Natori for we all.
Plenty people believe say the coronavirus wey e dey for outside don finish, but that one no be true. The sick still dey around as we dey hear tori about new cases them every day inside we communities.
Na reason why we must continue for respect that preventive measures wey the World Health Organization and government don put am in place for help we fight corona, like for wash or sanitize we hands them all the time.
For wash hand with soap and running water, now one of the most powerful way for fight against the COVID-19 pandemic.
Make we look up, sabi say, when person wey he get coronavirus cough, make itch or talk for we corner, where he no wear protection, that droplets where he carry the sick, they come out for he mop, land on top thing them way, he dey for we corner.
Like table, chair, we fund them, money, door for motor or house, for inside elevator, for on top counter and machine them way we dey use for move money for bank, time way we dey do bank transaction and other places them.
Researchers them for the medical profession don knack tori say this virus fit stay for up to 9 days when it land on top these places way we don't name them. And we fit contaminate ourselves when we touch we nose, eyes and mop, when we no wash the hands or use hand sanitizer after we don't touch these places them.
For protect ourselves and our loved ones, make we continue for wash we hands with soap and running water. And we must make sure for scrub your hand them well for at least 20 seconds when we dey wash them. In case you find yourself a place where water and soap no dey, make sure say you use original hand sanitizer where medical expert don't prescribe them.
Make we look out. The coronavirus pandemic never yet finish. We dey beg una, make we all stay safe.
We love soap so much we scrub for fun. We are wash your hands in town. Yes, we are wash your hands in town.
Let us welcome Professor Egbe Philip of Royal Victoria Clinic in Queen Bamenda. Prof, thanks for accepting to talk to us on this edition of the program, Surviving COVID-19. What can you say about the fears that surround the use of hand sanitizer?
Methodology of applying hand sanitizer is first palms, back of the hands, and in between the fingers. And now the areas between the fingers and the back of the hands are more sensitive than the palms. So you see most of the times when you have reactions, it's usually between the hands, the fingers, or the area of the hands between the fingers peeling, and then the back of the hands, okay? However, some get really, really noxious. that even cause peeling of the palms. So it is advisable, therefore, to buy hand sanitizers from where you we want to believe standard hand sanitizers are obtained or can be obtained, and that is pharmacy houses. Because if you buy a wrong one, you know where to go to and ask for either a change or ask them to adjust their purchase mechanism, their supply chain management in terms of purchase of hand sanitizers. But when you buy them from the roadside, once you pay, the person is gone, he's gone. If there's any effect, you don't even know where to get the person. You cannot trace the person. But in the pharmacist, at least you can trace where you bought it from, and then you can get adequate redress of your situation. Like I said from the beginning, things like hand sanitizers, they are standard mixtures of three major components: glycerin base, alcohol, and water. Some people may put some fragrance, you know, to it. But with that, talking about those three products, the concentrations of the products will determine a good hand sanitizer and a bad one. Okay, if you put the concentration of alcohol to water such that there's so much alcohol compared to water, it will burn. It will burn the skin. But the pharmaceutical companies that produce standard hand sanitizers know those proportions, and those proportions are the ones you normally get from pharmacies. Today we had a situation where everybody had, you know, Facebook was awash, Google was awash, social media was awash with all kinds of preparations of hand sanitizers. But the point is, those things don't go through pharmaceutical controls and checks, so you cannot rely on them. But like we say, emergency situations require emergency solutions. When the thing came, everybody was scared, so they went into anything. But now that things are a little bit like settled down, we have to now try to see how we can fine-tune the use and the modalities of use of these products, the quality control of these products, sources of these products, the companies that produce these products. And then we have to intensify on education of people on how to use this product, for how long they use this product, or how often they should use this product.
There are people immediately after applying hand sanitizers, you see them eating. Is that safe?
It is not safe. Because remember that hand sanitizers have a lot of alcohol base. If you use hand sanitizer for about 10, 15 minutes, it's alcohol all over your body. It smells of alcohol. And then you now take it and dip into food and start eating. You know, it's something that, you know, you want to do. And as much as possible, remember that you are sanitizing your hands against microbes. Then you now take it and start using it to eat. Why don't you use cutlery and use for feeding rather than just dipping your hands? In fact, that question is very, very important here, because the use of knowledge gained in this, our country and Africa in general, is so sometimes bewildering. Somebody knows that hand sanitizers is to protect against microbes and everything. He then uses hand sanitizers instead of normal water of hand washing before eating. He uses hand sanitizer to come and eat. That is an anathema. You know, for him, he's sanitizing his hand, so he could as well use it to eat. But of course, we should now start to make people understand that we should go back to the normal hand washing that we had before. Remember that even in the use of hand sanitizer, it is in all other, that is in circumstances where you don't have the formal way of cleansing the hands. Simple running water and soap is the normal thing we should use. But the point is, since we don't move around with taps and soap in the pocket, that's where the issue of hand sanitizer comes in. But when you have to go home and you are in an environment where there's soap and water, it is normally advisable to use the traditional soap and water to cleanse the hands rather than using some hand sanitizers. Talk less of using it, then eating at the same time after. It is not the most advisable thing to do.
Okay, let's say I apply my hand sanitizer at 10 past 1.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say at 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
When am I supposed to eat in case there is no water? Like, after how many minutes?
At least 45 minutes, I would advise. 45 minutes. But again, within the 45 minutes, you can get your hands contaminated, you know. So as much as possible, just make sure that when you want to eat, you know, there should be something like water, hand wash, or use cutlery. Use cutlery. Why not? I eat I chew in restaurants with cutlery. And when I go there, people look at me like, who the hell is this, you know? But they don't understand the nature of my work. Like, you know. You know, when I finish here at the end of the day and I go to have lunch, and it's supposed to be an actual meal, Psychologically, I feel so uncomfortable even after using soap and water to use my hands to wash, because I know the kind of job I do. My environment is not as clean as one would want it to be, even though it's clean. This is a hospital, and you cannot be too careful in a hospital. The recent advent of the almighty COVID-19, all kinds of chemical compositions were on Facebook or social media. Everybody became a chemical engineer. They were producing it at very disproportionate admixtures. At the end result, it was that, you know, we had in the market all kinds of very, very noxious chemical agents which had untoward effects on the basis of long-term use on the skin. But if you follow the normal hand sanitizers, the approved hand sanitizers by WHO, or the ones we've been using in hospitals over the years, we've not had any issues with hand sanitizers. But today, since who produces them, where they produce them, and how they produce them, one can never say. When you see it in the market, it's like you are between the devil and the deep blue sea. You buy it, and some people have reported very adverse reactions from the use of hand sanitizers. First and foremost, you may have chemical burns. Okay, chemical burns can occur. Number two, you can have infiltration of your skin with the chemical product, such that your skin becomes very well exposed to agents from outside, pathogens even. So you are using it to prevent infections. At the end of the day, you expose your skin to easy susceptibility to infections. So you can develop things like itching, burning sensation, and some people have even reported fungal infections in the hands from the use of hand sanitizers. So it's a chemical irritant anyway. Even when you get the really commercially prepared ones, you know, sometimes when you sniff them, they are very noxious. You really feel some respiratory rejection. So imagine then the kind of ones you see now in the quarters where everybody produces. The consequences sometimes are very unpredictable. But however, like we know, we've had people reporting chemical burns. We had people reporting, you know, skin irritations, itching, pruritus, and stuff like that. And fungal infections have been reported, you know, in the hospitals.
Now, on children, how bad is it?
Remember, the skin of children is very, very tender. There's not so much keratin like my own. If you look at my skin, tough, you know, 62 years of age has rendered the skin almost like plastic. But you can imagine a young, tender child with, you know, non-keratinized epidermis, and you're exposed to such noxious chemical agents like alcohol, 70% and above, usually, in the chemical, the sanitizers. Of course, the effect on the skin can only be imagined when you're exposed for a long time. But the point is, you just make sure that the one you buy for your children, test it first before you use it. Test it on soft tissues on your own skin before you expose your children to it. Because if you don't do, and the particular one you bought is not the standard one, of course you have yourself to blame when it causes irritation on your children's skin.
So people are of the opinion that our palms are different from the other parts of our skin.
Of course so.
Even those of children. Mm-hmm. The reason why when they use the hand sanitizers, it may not have any effect, negative effect on them. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
The palms are normally more keratinized, it's tougher than the skin at the back of the hand. And remember, when you're using hand sanitizers, it's not only on the palms. You rub, if you see the demonstrations on how to use a sanitizer, you rub the palms, you rub the back of the hands, and in between the fingers. Those areas in between the fingers and then the back of the hands are more sensitive than the palms. So most of the times you see reactions on those areas in between the fingers and at the back of the hands. But in certain cases, I've seen people having their palms peel off because of the use of hand sanitizers. So you can imagine how noxious that chemical agent is.
That was Professor Egbe Philip Egbunu talking to us on the use of hand sanitizer. When we come back from this break, we shall be meeting another professional in the field.
We love soap so much, we scrub for fun. We are Wash Your Hands in Ton. Yes, we are Wash Your Hands in Ton.
This one, Natori for we all.
Plenty people believe say the coronavirus wey e dey for outside don finish, but that one no be true. The sick still dey around as we dey hear tori about new cases them every day inside we communities.
Na reason why we must continue for respect that preventive measures where the World Health Organization and government don't put them in place for help we fight corona, like for wash or sanitize we hands them all the time.
For wash hand with soap and running water, now one of the most powerful way for fight against the COVID-19 pandemic.
Make we look up. Sabi say, when person where he get coronavirus cough, make itch or talk for we corner, where he no wear protection, that droplets where he carry the sick, they come out for he mop, land on top thing them where he dey for we corner.
Like table, chair, we fund them, money, door for motor or house, for inside elevator, for on top counter and machine them where we dey use for move money for bank, time where we dey do bank transaction and other places them.
Researchers them for the medical profession don't knack tori say this virus fit stay for up to 9 days when it land on top these places where we don't name them. And we feel contaminate ourselves when we touch we nose, eyes and mop, when we no wash the hands or use hand sanitizer after we don't touch these places them.
For protect ourselves and our loved ones, make we continue for wash we hands with soap and running water. And we must make sure for scrub your hand them well for at least 20 seconds when we dey wash them. In case you find yourself a place where water and soap no dey, make sure say you use original hand sanitizer where medical expert don't prescribe them.
Make we look out. The coronavirus pandemic never yet finish. With the beg una, make we all stay safe.
We love soap so much we scrub for fun. We all wash your hands in turn. Yes, we all wash your hands in turn.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Surviving COVID-19, a program designed to educate us on how to survive this era of the coronavirus pandemic. It is time for us to bring in Dr. Nubia Samuel Babila. He works with the Bingo Baptist Hospital in Quen. Doctor, we are so delighted to have you on board. Our focus today is on the use of hand sanitizer as one of the barrier measures against COVID-19. Many are shying away from using the gel because to them, their hands are at risk. What can you say about this fear, Doctor?
A hand sanitizer, as it sounds, sanitizer means it is meant to sanitize, or in another word, to clean or to get rid of the germs that is found on the hand, because we talk about a hand sanitizer, right? So it is meant to get rid of the germs that are found on the hand of an individual. That's the hand sanitizer, as having in a layman way.
Okay. There is this fear in the context of coronavirus, people move with hand sanitizers in their bags. There is this fear that when you use hand sanitizers for like using frequently, it may go a long way to damage your hands. How true is that?
Well, that is not quite true, I would say. It's not true. Hand sanitizers, the most active ingredient in it is 70% alcohol. And it is applied on the hand, like the name sounds, hand sanitizers. Meaning that it is important also for us to understand that the hands, as it were, they carry the toughest of the epithelia of the skin. If you look at the dorsum of the hand, that's the dorsum is the back part of the hand. You discover that it is like the toughest part of the skin that you have. With respect to other areas of your body, it's tougher than maybe the skin you have on your stomach, on your abdomen, or the one you may have on your back or on your thighs. So God made them to be toughest. Why? Because He knows that the hands are the parts that we use most often to get in contact with all sorts of environments. For example, when you're warming water, when you want to get the temperature of the water, what do? You send a finger inside, right? Good. And your hand is not damaged. Where you are, I don't know, maybe some electricians, they actually take their hands to test some electric currents and things like that. So in a nutshell, you see that our day-to-day activity is characterized by using more than 95% most of the times our hands. So God made the tissue of the skin of our hands, both the dorsal part and the and the palmar surface to be the toughest, because he knew that we always have injurious substances we come across them in our daily activities and things like that. That is it. Now, coming to the use of hand sanitizers on the hand, what I would say is that 70% alcohol will not damage the hand. It will not damage the hand, because you realize that we're in a setting where Cameroonians, we like to boost, we like to drink a lot, and you find human beings taking whiskey as high as 45-50%, and they drink and it goes down the mucosa of their mouths, their throats, and right into their stomachs. And they do that almost on a daily basis. If you find there are some communities in Cameroon here, you know about people talking about Afofo and things like that, this fighter and stuff. They drink all those things and they do it for years, and they don't complain about that one, because most often than not, they don't feel the effect at those early stages. And Mr. Tingana, I'll tell you, very few of them actually can take a liter of water after they have taken such a toxic amount of alcohol into their system. But then, when you do a sanitizer in hand with a hand sanitizer, you discover that a few hours from then, you just find out that you are washing your hand in the tap. So meaning that even if the alcohol had to stay there for some time, you will still wash it off. And then again, interestingly, you discover that alcohol is something that evaporates. When you put it on your hand and you rub, as they have prescribed that, you rub around your hand or your fingers and in between your fingers and everything, after a few minutes, the hand is dry. What does that mean? It means that the alcohol has evaporated. It has evaporated, so it doesn't stay there. But then for the time that you were rubbing and for the few seconds to minutes that it has stayed on your hand, it has done its job and everything has been taken care of. So I don't think it damages the hand, no. Besides, in the hospitals, in the CBC, what we usually do is that when once somebody comes in as a clinical worker, as in like clinical workers are those working directly with the patients, what they do is that you are provided with 100 mils of hand sanitizer. That has been the practice ever since before the advent of the COVID. Like years before, you go to all our wards, you discover that all our nurses had these things on them. So each time you work on a patient, each time you work on a patient specimen or a patient environment, you are required to sanitize your hand. So now that you work on those patients every minute and every now and then, you sanitize your hands countlessly in a day. But none of them has ever had issues with their hands. I'm sure that if hand sanitizers were to cause a problem, CBC staff would not have been having hands even before the advent of the coronaviruses. So I don't think they should have any fear to that effect.
Okay. Now, I want us to talk something on children. Because you made mention of the fact that our palms are strong. But if you look at children, their palms may not be as strong as ours. Mm-hmm. Is it the same thing? Or for children, it is somehow risky for them to use hand sanitizers often or frequently?
No, when I made mention of the fact that the epithelia of our hands, they are strong or they are tough, in children, it may be solved with respect to you as an adult, but then on their own body surfaces as well, it is still the toughest. It is still the toughest. But most often than not, you discover that with the use of hand sanitizers with children rather, it will not really apply, in the sense that what is prescribed is this: when your hands are not physically dirty, that is when you can use a hand sanitizer. You don't tell me, and you agree with me that, Mr. Tingana, you agree with me that whenever children may need a hand sanitizer, most often they are not, their hands are visibly soiled. So they go for the utmost option of hand washing with soap. So you see that in their own case, it doesn't really apply. But even if it were to be applied in the use, in the sense of use of hand sanitizers, I don't think it will still cause a problem, because the epithelia of their hands is still tougher than every other part of their bodies. And besides, children may not be as exposed as adults. Like us who do handshake, you know, minute by minute, we hug and things like that. But for children, they may just want to touch surfaces that on which maybe some of those droplets have gone on and things like that. But usually you find out that children will actually go in for option two, which is hand washing with soap. So I don't think children have a problem at that level.
Thank you, Doctor, for educating the public through us. One thing both professionals said was that despite the fear, it is still good to use the gel as they combat COVID-19. We shall be right back after this.
We love soap so much we scrub for fun. We are wash your hands in ton. Yes, we are wash your hands in ton.
This one, Natori for we all.
Plenty people believe say the coronavirus wey e dey for outside don finish, but that one no be true. The sick still dey around as we dey hear tori about new cases them every day inside we communities.
Na reason why we must continue for respect that preventive measures wey the World Health Organization and government don put am in place for help we fight corona, like for wash or sanitize we hands them all the time.
For wash hand with soap and running water, now one of the most powerful way for fight against the COVID-19 pandemic.
Make we look up, sabi say, when person wey he get coronavirus cough, make it or talk for we corner, where he no wear protection, that droplets where he carry the sick, they come out for him mop, land on top thing them way, he dey for we corner.
Like table, chair, we fund them, money, door for motor or house, for inside elevator, for on top counter and machine them way we dey use to move money for bank, time way we dey do bank transaction and other places them.
Researchers them for the medical profession don't knack tori say this virus fit stay for up to 9 days when it land on top this places way we don't name them. And we fit contaminate ourselves when we touch we nose, eyes and mop, when we no wash the hands or use hand sanitizer after we don't touch this places them.
For protect ourselves and our loved ones, make we continue for wash we hands with soap and running water. And we must make sure for scrub your hand them well for at least 20 seconds when we dey wash them. In case you find yourself a place where water and soap no dey, make sure say you use original hand sanitizer where medical expert don't prescribe them.
Make we look out. The coronavirus pandemic never yet finish. With the beg una, make we all stay safe.
We love soap so much we scrub for fun. We are wash your hands in ton. Yes, we are wash your hands in ton.
Before we part company, ladies and gentlemen, we wish to seize this opportunity to thank Professor Egbe Philip Egbunu of Royal Victoria Clinic in Quenbamenda and Dr. Nubia Samuel Babila working with the Baptist, that is the Bingo Baptist Hospital in Quen, for accepting to talk to us despite their very busy schedule. It is here, ladies and gentlemen, that we put a cap on this edition of the program Surviving COVID-19. I have been your anchor man, Dingana Raymond. Thanks for being there for us, and may God richly bless us all.
We love soap so much we scrub for fun. We all wash your hands in ton. Yes, we are wash your hands in ton.
This one, Natori for we all.
Plenty people believe say the coronavirus wey e dey for outside don finish, but that one no be true. The sick still dey around as we dey hear tori about new cases them every day inside we communities.
Na reason why we must continue for respect that preventive measures wey the World Health Organization and government don put am in place for help we fight corona, like for wash or sanitize we hands them all the time.
For wash hand with soap and running water, now one of the most powerful way for fight against the COVID-19 pandemic.
Make we look out, sabi say, when person wey he get coronavirus cough, make it or talk for we corner, where he no wear protection, that droplets where he carry the sick, they come out for him mop, land on top thing them way, he dey for we corner.
Like table, chair, we fund them, money, door for motor or house, for inside elevator, for on top counter and machine them way we dey use to move money for bank, time way we dey do bank transaction and other places them.
Researchers them for the medical profession don't knack tori say this virus fit stay for up to 9 days when it land on top this places way we don't name them. And we fit contaminate ourselves when we touch we nose, eyes and mop, when we no wash the hands or use hand sanitizer after we don't touch this places them.
For protect ourselves and our loved ones, make we continue for wash we hands with soap and running water. And we must make sure for scrub your hand them well for at least 20 seconds when we dey wash them. In case you find yourself a place where water and soap no dey, make sure say you use original hand sanitizer where medical expert don't prescribe them.
Make we look out. The coronavirus pandemic never yet finish. With the beg una, make we all stay safe.
We love soap so much we scrub for fun. We all wash your hands in time. Yes, we all wash your hands in time.